I heard a freight train out across the way. I heard a woman sing Amazing Grace. I heard a nightbird call to its mate. When I heard you whisper my name, I heard freedom break its chains. I heard a heartbeat where once no sound remained. I heard angels rise and praise. When I heard you whisper my name, and I heard music bring a heart of stone to tears. And I heard peace ring like an anthem through the years. I heard hatred fall from grace when I heard you whisper my name.
Welcome to Mama Joyce's Messages of Hope, where each week you will find yourself feeling loved, inspired, and encouraged in your life. Mama Joyce's Messages of Hope will place a smile on your face and warm the cockles of your heart. Tune in each week, Saturday evenings at 7 p.m. Pacific Time on Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Mama Joyce's Messages of Hope. We're featuring Randy Travis music tonight, an update on Randy, and I've got a slight interview from Don Givens, who wrote in. He's not able to call in tonight, but he gave me a wonderful, wonderful interview on paper, and I'll be able to read that to you tonight, and I'm so glad about that. I just want to say thank you for coming tonight and listening in the archives, listening on the show, listening in your iPad, iPhones, and wherever you're listening on your computer. Or if you call in, the number is 1-347-850-1527. Mama Joyce is going to make some announcements, and then we'll get on with the show. First of all, I want to ask you to please support Blog Talk Radio. They have premium services at reasonable prices and help others like Mama Joyce to get their messages out to the public and have shows that help others stay informed of world events, as well as ways to help yourself and others. Sign up for a free month to test it out. Tell all your friends as well. It's fun and easy and a great venue to network and connect with people from around the world. Also, we promote Chaplain Steve, a very good friend of ours. He was a former hospital chaplain with a master's degree in theology, and Chaplain Steve can help your loved ones through life's challenges. You can contact Chaplain Steve at 1-800-539-6143 or visit him at www.sandiegoworkplacechaplains.com. Also, the gentleman who does the intro to my show is Matt. He has a website, mattspeaking.com. Mama Joyce has a wonderful website. It's called angeloflovministry.com. Check it out. Let me know you've been there. The links are at the top of the page when you arrive. Also, Mama Joyce supports New Directions, ndvets.org. They are a wonderful organization that helps our precious veterans in Southern California. And they help them get off the streets and get healed and back on their feet. Also, the WoundedWarriorProject.org, Mama Joyce supports. And, of course, HopeMill.com. They help many, many of our homeless on the streets and in the parks all over. And Pearl Huber is one who directs this. HopeMill.com. Check out their website. They need backpacks and all kinds of supplies. We promote them in a big way because they help so many people in our community, surrounding areas here. And it's a wonderful, wonderful venue to connect and help. HopeMill.com. You can help them by donating backpacks, funds, your time. They definitely could use our prayers. Also, craftcollaborations.com. They have a wonderful site where they have all different kinds of products that they sell online. And, of course, our California State Firefighters Association. We want to support all of them here and across the nation as well. Once again, I do want to thank Drew and our guests and Denny Liz for coming tonight. And all of you are listening on your iPads and iPhones, and hope you really enjoyed the show. We're going to also be promoting the book Storms of Life by Pastor Don Givens, and it's on Amazon.com. It's a wonderful book about explaining Ecclesiastes, and I'll be reading a little bit about that tonight and interviewing Don, and we'll also just want to say thank you all for coming tonight, how much it is just a pleasure, a real pleasure to do this show and promote the brotherhood of mankind and just send out God's love to everybody. You know, I want to reiterate that we need to really put our efforts in these last days, especially of loving one another, helping each other, and learning to forgive. These are three key instruments on how we need to get along with each other and love one another and be a wonderful, wonderful light and salt unto the nations. You know, I'm so blessed to be able to do a show like this. And I want to thank Blog Talk Radio. They've been very, very loving and supportive of Mama Joyce over the years. So I do want to thank them very, very much. Having said that, I do want to give you a little background that Randy recently, it was in Nashville. He's known for his seemingly unstoppable string of hits throughout the 80s and 90s. Randy Travis has become a staple of country music and a legendary artist. In 2013, however, the country superstar suffered a stroke that caused him extreme difficulty in walking and unable to sing or speak. Recently, Randy has made significant progress through his recovery efforts, and even sang at a funeral recently. Now the singer is moving more into the public eye, attending a ceremony to honor one of Nashville's living legends. Jim Ed Norman has been in the music industry for over four decades, and in the 70s, Norman began his career as an arranger and musician for acts like Linda Ronstadt and the Eagles. Just a short while, he moved to the Music City and became the head of A&R for Warner Brothers and Reprise Records, later to become president of the Nashville Division. So Randy is looking better every day, every day. You know, Randy Travis, the fans have been looking for updates for him. There hasn't been a whole lot coming out lately, but he is recovering, and it's been a slow process. But indeed, he went to a funeral, like I said, on February 3rd, and the country singer actually performed while he was there as well. This is said to be Randy Travis's first public appearance since he had his stroke back in July 2013, and a lot of people thought that Randy might not make it, and nobody really knew if he would ever perform again. But Randy Travis actually went to a funeral to celebrate the life and legacy of Kippersall Estates founder Pierre DeWitt at K.E. Bushman Celebration Center in Bullard, Texas. Randy didn't even sing by himself, but he actually joined the Kippersall Estates employees and their families and performed the song Amazing Grace. This is one of the first times that a lot of people had seen Randy out in a long time. Alabama's Randy Owens also performed at this funeral, and it sounded like a great event for Pierre DeWitt and a lot of people who loved him. So having said that, I wanted to right away play a beautiful song by Randy, and the song, of course, is Amazing Grace, and you sit back and enjoy this song. God bless you, Randy. We love you, and we're praying for you.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was now I'm found, I was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear. The hour I first believed, through men already come, 'tis grace that brought me saved thus far, and grace shall lead me home when we been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun. We've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first
bless you, Randy. I'll tell you something. He sang that at the funeral, and I'm so grateful to be devoting this show to Randy, because, you know, sometimes when people kind of get out of the spotlight or fall through the cracks, people forget, you know, but I never stop praying for him. It's and his family, and he's improving. It's slowly he's improving from the stroke. He's standing up, doing a little walking, and he made his first song with Amazing Grace at the funeral. So I just am so grateful, you know, and I'm just very honored to do this show on his behalf. Now, I invited all of you here tonight, and I have something written from my dear friend, Pastor Don Givens, on how he met Randy, and also his book, Storms of Life, by Don Givens. It's at Amazon.com, and you can go there, and it explains Ecclesiastes, the book of Ecclesiastes. But it also gives a synopsis of his life, Don's life, and there's a foreword from Randy in there as well. So I'm going to ask all of you who are listening tonight, and those who are in the archives, and you know, all of you on iPads, iPhones, to go ahead and take a look at Amazon.com. Get that book, and for yourself, and it makes a beautiful gift as well. Don has shared this with you, and I'm going to share it with you tonight. It was 1992 when Don first met Randy Travis. He was preaching at the Maui Church of Christ on the island of Maui, Hawaii. And at that time, Randy and his wife often visited Maui, Hawaii, to get some rest between their country music concerts. They purchased 4 properties on Maui and loved to come there because not everyone recognized them and they could have some privacy. Randy told me that, told Don, between 1986 and 1990, he received over 50 awards in the country music field. Randy had been converted to Jesus in 1991 and was baptized in Tennessee. After that, they would often fly to Maui. Randy attended Don's congregation on Maui for several years. Randy Travis has heard Don Givens preach hundreds of times, and when on the concert road, he requested that I send him my sermons on cassette and later on CD. One Sunday morning in Hawaii, when Randy was in the audience, he was preaching on family relationships, and he read his song, The Box, to the audience. When it came to the line, a faded leather Bible, instead of reading it correctly, Don mistakenly read it, a lated feather Bible. Afterwards, Randy came up to me and said, "Oh, great, now I'll probably sing it that way." This is The Box by Randy Travis. On the top shelf in the closet, in the workshop where he spent his extra time, was a dust wooden box that I had never noticed till that time. And we sat on the table, and carefully we opened up the top and stared into the memory Daddy kept inside the box. There was a letter from Mama when she went out to Reno to help her sister out in 62, and a flower from Hawaii when they went on vacation. It was the first time that my daddy ever flew. And the pocket knife I gave to him on Father's Day, years ago I thought it had been lost. We all thought his heart was made from solid rock, but that was long before we found the box. I guess we all knew it, but I love you was hard for him to say. Some men show it easy, and some just never seem to find the way. Some men, but that night I began to see the softer side of some I had lost. I saw the love he kept inside the first time we opened up the box. There was a picture that was taken when he and Mom were dating, standing by his 1940 Ford and the faded leather Bible he got when he was baptized. I guess no one understood him like the Lord. And the poem that he had written about his wife and children, the tender words he spoke were quite a shock. We all thought his heart was made of solid rock, but that was long before we found the box. Yes, that was long before we found the box. Isn't that a beautiful poem? Randy Travis and Pastor Don would meet often for lunch on the island of Maui. And his favorite food was fish, particularly salmon, which happens to be Pastor Don's favorite. And most of the time, they were sitting in the restaurant having their meal, and no one would bother Randy by coming to the table. But one time, right after we left the restaurant and were getting in Randy's car, a lady and her teenage daughter came up to the car and asked Randy's autograph. He graciously gave it to her, went over to the shy teenager in the lady's car, and spoke to her. I asked the lady, "Do you want my autograph?" And she gave me a very odd look. Randy would always graciously sign autographs and speak to people, but he did not want any attention drawn to himself in the worship assemblies. He would not sign autographs in the sanctuary, but he would go into the parking lot later and speak to the people and then sign autographs. One time Randy said to Pastor Don, "I'm a little embarrassed to sign autographs and have my photo taken because I always think, why do you want my picture?" But he also told me privately, "I know the day is coming when people will no longer want my autograph, so I do appreciate it now." After leaving Maui, Pastor Don's wife and Pastor Don would see Randy Travis in his concerts in Nevada and California. He always invited us backstage when he was seeing us and would call us by name and give us a big hug. After Pastor Don's wife had a heart attack, Randy phoned and sang his new song over the phone to us, the song "Dr. Jesus." At that very last concert we heard him, he dedicated a song to us in the middle of the concert. The song, of course, was "Peace in the Valley." During that time we were together on Maui, Randy recorded an inspirational album, and a couple of songs were "Baptism" and "Pray for the Fish." Randy would go with Pastor Don and his wife to the Pacific Ocean near Pastor Don's house and witness the baptisms as he baptized people in the warm waters. Randy told Pastor Don that he knew the Lord had blessed him with the millions he had made, that the best thing about it, that it was now he could help other people and do some good with his financial blessings. So he graciously supported Pastor Don to preach the gospel all those years on the island of Maui, and has been so kind to Pastor Don in helping with his previous huge medical expenses as well. Pastor Don has had no contact with Randy since his medical problems and severe stroke in 2013, but he understands he's slowly recovering and is now able to walk without the use of a cane and speak words, but not always in complete sentences. The amazing thing is Randy can still sing the songs he recorded as he remembers the words to them. He does not yet have full use of his hands, but he is improving and has learned to write with his left hand. We all hope and pray that Randy will recover sufficiently to be able to sing in concerts again, but that will probably take a miracle, so we should all pray for one for Randy. And you know what? God is a God of miracles. The last time Pastor Don saw Randy, he said to Pastor Don, "I hope your book, The Storms of Life, continues to do well because people need to read this book." Randy gave Pastor Don permission to use the title from his first multi-platinum album, Storms of Life. And he graciously read the book before publication, and he did write the foreword in it. Storms of Life has been sold in 24 different countries, and at that time has been in the top 2% sales of the nation on Amazon. And Pastor Don's received many positive comments on the book, for which he is very grateful. A young man in Sweden read the book and said it kept him from committing suicide. A lady in Kentucky said it changed her attitude toward life. A lady in Texas told Pastor Don it was the first easy-to-understand explanation she had ever read of the difficult book of Ecclesiastes. And she has heard from and he's heard from many others similar comments. Storms of Life was not a book that Pastor Don planned to write, but after his near-death experience in 2003, in which he was unconscious for 6 weeks, he felt he had to write about the meaning of life. And Ecclesiastes is a Bible book that deals with exactly that subject. The book is full of pathos as well as humor. And Pastor Don is the kind of person that likes to smile and laugh. He came from above to set me free. Under the sun, God's Son loves me. Isn't that a beautiful interview? I'm telling you, God bless you, Pastor Don. God bless you. You know, it's just a blessing to hear stories like that and to hear how beautiful life can be once you have God and His Son, Jesus Christ, in your life. This next song I'm going to play is, of course, Peace in the Valley by Randy Travis.
Well, I'm tired and so weary, but I must go along till the Lord comes and calls me away, where the morning is bright and the Lamb is the light, and the night is as fair as the day. There will be peace in the valley for me someday. There will be peace in the valley for me, oh Lord, I pray. There'll be no sadness, no sorrow, no trouble I see. There will be peace in the valley for me. The flowers will be blooming and the grass will be green and the skies will be clear and serene. Where the sun ever beams in this valley of dreams, and no clouds there will ever be seen. There will be peace in the valley for me someday. There will be peace in the valley for me, oh Lord, I pray. There'll be no sadness, no sorrow, no trouble I see. There will be peace in the valley for me. Well, the bear will be gentle, and the wolf will be tame, and the lion shall lay down by the lamb, and the beast from the wild shall be led by a child, and I'll be changed from this creature that I am. There will be peace in the valley for me someday. There will be peace in the valley for me, oh Lord, I pray. There'll be no sadness, no sorrow, no trouble I see. There will be peace in the valley for me.
God bless you, Randy. That's a beautiful song. And you know what? I know Randy thinks that people aren't going to ask him for his autographs anymore, or maybe they'll forget about him, but he's a legend. I don't ever think anybody will forget about him. He's always been in my heart and prayers, he and his family. And, you know, we all have a difficult time or challenging time. There's always adversity at some point in time in everybody's life. But it's how we process it and how we let it affect us. And if we can use it and turn it into something where maybe we can help somebody else, wouldn't that be awesome? You know, we could take the negative and make something positive out of it. That's what we need to do, folks. You know, God has given us wisdom and discernment and understanding and desires a relationship with us. He doesn't look at religion. He looks at the heart. And he desires a relationship with us. And let's keep that in mind. I'm going to leave a few minutes towards the end of the show and take prayer requests and just pray. And if you can't get through and have a prayer request, do know I'll be lifting up whatever the need is. God has to know. That's all who has to know. We don't have to know. He knows. He knows all. And I'll be glad to lift you up in prayer. There's someone who's on the switchboard who wants to come on, and I'll bring you on tonight. Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. This is Melvin from Georgia.
Oh, hi, Melvin. How have you been, dear?
I've been doing okay, but off and on. I just want any messages from Spirit about me finding another job.
Oh, okay, Melvin. I do remember you. I do remember.
Yes,
and you know what, Melvin? I want to thank you for calling in and keeping us updated. And is that all you need prayer for, is the job this time? How's your health, honey, and how's your son?
Oh, I'm sorry to tell you, my son passed away.
Oh, honey, I'm so sorry. But he's in the arms of the Lord, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, he passed away.
But I'm sure I'm sorry to hear that, sweetheart.
Yes, ma'am. He passed away in October the 12th. Last year.
Oh, I'm sorry, dear.
Well, yeah.
I know he was sick for quite some time. God bless him. But, Melvin, we're going to pray for your job tonight, and I wrote it down. And by all means, we're going to pray for that. And also, Melvin, for financial blessings as well.
Definitely need that. Yes, ma'am. Also, I'm going to pursue a attorney for on my job. I was let go for some false negligence, and very dedicated worker, and they just got together and really did me wrong. And I was supposed to meet with an attorney March 7th, a lady, and
okay.
She takes my case. and okay. I do believe I come out okay. But right now.
Okay, and you know what? I'm glad you told me that because we're going to pray for justice.
Yes.
Because we serve a God of justice, and that He will make this okay for you, okay? Oh, I'm so glad you called in with those prayer requests, Melvin, where it's an honor to pray for you, sweetheart. And thank you for giving a listen to the show and the privilege and honor it is to call in and pray for all of your needs.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Absolutely.
Ma'am.
And in about 15, 20 minutes, we're going to take the time on my show, and in about 15 minutes, and we are going to pray specifically for your needs and the needs of others. And, of course, you have our heartfelt love, prayers, and condolences for your son, honey.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate
it. You're very welcome. You're very welcome. So stay on and listen to this show, and we'll be praying for you, Melvin. Okay, dear?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart. God bless you. God bless you. Bless his heart. I'm so grateful. Oh, you know, Pastor Don is in the chat room. God bless you, Pastor Don. I hope I did you justice tonight. If you're able to call in, great. If you can't, it's okay, but I do in the near future, maybe in a month or so, I do want to have Pastor Don on my show and interview him extensively, do another Pastor Don Given show. He did one a while back, and it would be a blessing to have you on my show. I know you're going to be gone for a while, but we'll try to set that up. And once again, please go to Amazon.com and check out Storms of Life, the book by Don Givens, and it explains Ecclesiastes, and it's a fabulous book. Mama Joyce read it, and I have it, and it makes a good gift as well. So I hope you'll tell all your friends. And listen, after this show airs, feel free to share this page, this Blog Talk Radio show, with anybody and everybody, because you'll be able to listen to it after it airs. So having said that, once again, I just want to thank everybody for coming to the show tonight, and I'm going to play a song by Randy Travis called Forever and Ever.
Think that I'm talking foolish. You've heard that I'm wild and I'm free. You may wonder how I can promise you now this love that I feel for you always will be. Well, you're not just time that I'm killing. I'm no longer this love that I give is gonna be yours until the day that I die. Oh, baby, I'm gonna love you forever, forever and ever, amen. As long as old men sit and talk about the weather, as long as old women sit and talk about old men. Tricks on memory. It's happening to me. I've already forgotten every woman but you. Oh, darling, I'm gonna love you forever. Forever and ever, amen. As long as old men sit and talk about the weather. As long as old women sit and talk about old men. If you wonder how long I'll be faithful, just listen to how this song ends. I'm gonna love you forever and ever, forever and ever, amen. I'm gonna love you forever and ever, forever and ever.
Another beautiful song by Randy Travis, When Mama Prayed.
For you, I am praying. For you, I am praying. For you, I am praying. I'm praying for you.
Daddy never went to church on Sunday. He said, that's one thing I'll never do. But Mama never gave up. She said, one day he'll be sitting here beside me and you. I can still hear Mama softly talking, her tears falling on her folded hands. So that Easter Sunday, Daddy walked in. That's when I began to understand. When Mama prayed, good things happened. When Mama prayed, lives were changed. Not much more than 5 foot tall, but mountains big and small crumbled all away when Mama prayed. Seventeen and while I hit the bottle, doing anything I dang well please, burning down life's highway at full throttle, while Mama burned a candle on her knees. Then one night I came home half sober. I saw Mama kneeling in the den. As I listened, she and Jesus talked it over, and I knew my restless days were about to end. 'Cause when Mama prayed, good things happened. When Mama prayed, life change. Not much more than 5 foot tall, but mountains big and small crumble all away when Mama prayed. It isn't like every one of them got answered, but the times they weren't, it seems to me, were rare. You almost felt sorry for the the devil. 'Cause heaven knows he didn't have a prayer when mama prayed. Not much more than 5 foot tall, but mountains big and small crumbled all away when mama prayed. Crumbled all away when mama prayed.
You know, there's no greater prayer than from a grandmother or a mother. I mean, there's just no more powerful prayer than that. And so many times our grandparents, our grandmothers and moms pray for us. And, you know, God really hears those prayers. You know, he really hears those prayers. I'm going to take the time, in fact, right now, and I'm going to pray for Melvin and anybody else in, maybe in the chat room who maybe needs some prayer, or in the archives, or who's listening now. And, you know, like I said, folks, I don't have to know your name or even what your need is. The only one who has to know and does know is God himself. So when I lift you up in prayer, know that you're being prayed for. Know that God hears and receives our prayers, and that he will answer and according to his will. And what, and it says in Romans 8:28, he works everything together for our good, and I mean everything. So even the adversity that we may experience, we may not understand it, we may not even like it, but ultimately he works it together for our good. And the more you get to know God and his son Jesus Christ, the more you will realize building your relationship with him will give you more wisdom and understanding of his attributes and characteristics. Heavenly Father, God, in the name of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, firstly, I want to thank you for this radio show to glorify you. Thank you for the opportunity to come together tonight and once again pray for all the needs that we have of our listeners who are listening now and in the archives. We lift up Melvin to you right now, Father God, and we ask that you give him comfort and love and peace at his son's passing October last year, Father God. Loss of a loved one, especially a child, is very, very heart-wrenching and heartbreaking. And so we ask for your comfort and your love to surround Melvin in his time of need, Father, and grief. And I also lift up his needs for the job. He needs a job, and he also needs justice in his life for losing the job that he had. And when he goes March 7th to the attorney, that attorney will take his case and he will be vindicated of his adversaries. He also needs a blessing for finances so that he could keep his head above water and not be homeless, Father God. He indeed served our country and was an ex-Marine, and so I just ask that you bless him, Father, right where he's at, and meet every one of his needs. Heavenly Father, I lift up everybody in the chat room to you tonight. Bill DeFoy, Bottom Line Fighter, Denny Liz, Don Givens and Drew, all the military and veterans, our precious firefighters as well, and all those who have need right now of prayer, Father God. You know who they are, name by name, and you know what every need there is for them to be lifted up to you. We also pray for Randy Travis during this time, and we just ask that you reach from heaven and meet every single need that we have above and beyond what we pray and ask for, Father, that you be glorified. Help us to know you in a deeper way, to serve you and love you, and reach a better understanding and with wisdom, Father God. Meet our needs the way only you can do. You know what we have need of, even more than our prayers have told, Father. So I just ask that you meet our needs, Father, that you pour out blessings, provision, safety, and protection, Father God, and all of our first responders as well, Father. We lift them up to you. We lift up especially Don Givens on his travels and his precious wife in their traveling mercies there, Mary Ann Ballum and Jim and all my church friends who need prayer. And the people who I minister to, the homeless and the firefighters and the people in my community, surrounding communities, and who listen on my show, I lift them up to you, Father. And I ask that you touch their hearts and meet their needs, Father. Bring them into a place where they can feel your presence and get to know you and the most loving, gracious, merciful God that you are. Though we may not understand all the things that happen in this world and a lot of times blame you when it certainly isn't your fault, we just ask for your love and mercy and forgiveness in our time of need. Thank you once again for the opportunity and for the beautiful way that you deliver your words to us through the Bible and through the Holy Spirit. Bless us, Father, to do your will, to be in your will, to be obedient. And those who do not know you, Father, I ask that you draw them to you and reveal yourself to them in a very concrete manner. Those who are hurting and losing loved ones or have lost loved ones, going through finances, hardships, ailments, and relationships, I ask, Father, that you meet their needs. And I thank you once again for the opportunity to come before you with humble requests, Father, and ask that you meet them and with deep gratitude in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Now I'm going to play this next song, Three Wooden Crosses. And this is by Randy Travis. And just once again, I want to thank everybody for coming to the show tonight. And I hope you enjoyed it. Also, remember the wonderful book, Storms of Life, by Don Givens at Amazon.com.
Farmer and a teacher, a hooker and a preacher, riding on a midnight bus bound for Mexico. One was headed for vacation, one for higher education, and two of them were searching for lost souls. That driver never ever saw the stop sign. 18-wheelers can't stop on a dime. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, heaven only knows. I guess it's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. That farmer left to harvest a home and 80 acres, the faith and love for growing things in his young son's heart. And that teacher left her wisdom in the minds of lots of children and did her best to give them all a better start. And that preacher whispered, can't you see the promised land? As he lay his blood-stained Bible in that hooker's hands.
There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, heaven only knows. I guess it's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. That's the story that our preacher told last Sunday, as he held that blood-stained Bible up for all of us to see. He said, bless the farmer and the teacher and the preacher who gave this Bible to my mama, who read it to me. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, now I guess we know. It's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of highway.
Amen. You know, I do once again want to ask you to go to SanDiegoWorkplaceChaplains.com for Chaplain Steve, as well as do a little shout out for Bill DeFoy. Hello, Bill. Glad to have you there. He does a radio show every Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific time, The Ranch 99.1 on the radio and internet radio. And I just hope that you'll give a listen to his show. That's Bill DeFoy, The Ranch 99.1. And glad to see you here, my friend. Also, don't forget hopemill.com. And, of course, WoundedWarriorProject.org. I just want to thank all of you once again for coming to the show. Tell all your friends, all your family to come listen to the show. Know that they're being prayed for and lifted up to God. And Mama Joyce really loves y'all. And I pray for y'all every day. I'm going to take us out with this beautiful song, Deeper Than the Holler by Randy Travis. God bless you. Be safe. Good night. Until next Saturday, have a wonderful week and a blessed and safe week.
Well, I've heard those city singers singing about how they can love deeper than the oceans, higher than the stars above. Well, I come from the country and I know I ain't seen it all, but I heard that ocean salty and the stars they sometimes fall, and that would not do justice to the way I feel for you. So I had to sing a song about all the things I knew. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill. From the back roads to the Broadway shows, with a million miles between, there's at least a million love songs that people love to sing, and everyone is different, everyone's the same, and this is just another way of saying the same thing. My love is deeper than than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on the springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on a springtime windowsill, and longer than the song